Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us back to another broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for all those that will call in today, those that will listen in on the outside today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today. We give you the honor. And blessed the person that's listening today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that I say that would help them along this Christian journey. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is for 30 minutes, and we're going to talk about how should we use our abilities. And it goes a good way. I just give a little synopsis this morning on it. But deep within the human spirit is a desire and a capability to do wonderful things because we were made in the image of God. We inherit from him the desire to create, to accomplish, to make things happen. But God wouldn't give us these desires without the meaning to carry them out. You know, these means are called ability or talent. They are the gifts God has given us to help us accomplish getting and get great things for him and to help us enjoy life. So today we'll be talking about how should we use our ability. Well, each one of us have an ability that God has given us, also a talent. And today, that's what we're going to press upon today. You know, God has given all of us certain abilities. Life is more fulfilling when we exercise those abilities. If you turn your Bibles to Ephesians 4:11 through 12, it gives you, he gave these gifts to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. And until we come to study unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, we will be able to be matured and fully grown in the Lord. God has empowered each of us with special ability. No one is left empty-handed. But how we use these abilities is up to us. And I'm going to turn on over in my Bible and hope you have your Bible where we can turn over and see on Ephesians 4:11. And it's talking about the gifts. And I'll read it if you don't have your Bible. Ephesians 4:11 says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. But when you read that, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors and teachers, and you know that he said some in each one. So that's the fivefold ministry right there. That's five things that God gave us. Not the people. God gave us those. And God has empowered each of us with special ability. No one is left empty-handed. But how we use these abilities is up to us. You know, God will help us in important areas where we lack ability. Say, for the apostle, God will give you what you need, an apostle. If he calls you to be an apostle, he's going to equip you. If he calls you to be a prophet, he's going to equip you with that. An evangelist, he sure will equip you for that. Pastors and teachers, he said each one of these gifts he have given to us, he will give you everything, equip you with everything you need. And as I go on, in Exodus 4:10-12, Moses pleaded, oh Lord, I'm just not a good speaker. I never have been, and I'm not now even after you have spoken to me. I'm clumsy with words. Who makes mouth? The Lord asked him. He asked him, well, who made your mouth? Jesus did. Who make people to say they can speak or not speak? Hear or not hear? See or not see? It is not I, the Lord. Now go and do as I have told you. I will help you speak well, and I will tell you what to say. How many people God have sent out to do his will? Some said, well, Moses was saying, I stutter. I can't say anything. But when you open your mouth for Jesus, and Jesus have put a word in your belly, when you open your mouth, stutter, not able to pronounce a word, it's going to diminish. When God is dealing with you, you're going to start speaking and praying like you've never spoke and prayed before. And people are going to say, is that her? Is that him? Did I hear right? That's when the Holy Ghost kick in and do what it says to when God have control over. See, we got to give God everything. He gave us everything we need. But we just can't take everything and say, well, no, we got it. Just say, God, use me. I don't know a first thing about being an apostle, Lord. I don't first know about a pastor, teacher, or evangelist, or prophet, or prophetess. So, God, you direct me on what you want me to say, where you want me to go, what to tell your people. And, you know, if God is asking you to do something, he will give you the ability or the extra resources to get the job done. So don't feel inadequate like Moses where he couldn't do anything because he figured he stuttered. He couldn't do what God had asked him to do. And, you know, the title is How Should We Use Our Ability? You know, in 1 Timothy 4:7-8, it says, spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important. See, we can go for that physical body, going to the Y, going to therapy, going to get in the pool, running and walking. But when it comes to that spiritual exercise, that's with the Word of God. We have to let God instill in us what he wants us to do, what he wants us to say. We got to use properly exercising our abilities will help us grow spiritually, properly exercising. That means when he give you something, you stay on what God give you. Don't try to run over and do 4 or 5 other things. If he told you to be a teacher, be the best teacher you can be. If he told you to be an evangelist, you go from place to place, you be the very best evangelist you can be through the Word of God. If he called you the pastor, he will give you the sheep. He wants you to pastor. So be the best pastor you can be. And if he called you to be an apostle, he's going to give you that gift. You're going to walk, setting up, not only setting up churches, setting up ministries throughout your lifetime. He's going to direct you every step you need. And, you know, Matthew 25:21 says, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling these small amounts. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Once you have handled the little things that God has given to you, he will elevate you step by step to something bigger. You're at the bottom of the ladder, but just keep climbing. Just keep doing what God has called and commissioned you to do. Before you know it, you're going to be at the top of that ladder. People are going to be looking, well, how you got that? It was Jesus that took me all the way. I was obedient and I was humble to his word. So I did what my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said do. I didn't deviate. I did exactly what he said to do. If he wake you up in the middle of the night and say, read, read. If he wake you up in the middle of the night, 4 days in the morning, he say, pray, pray. If he give you a song to sing, start singing that song. You may not even know all the words, but if you start, you attend, he'll give you the word. You'll start saying, oh, I didn't know that. Where that song come from? Well, I didn't know that word. I didn't know that scripture. And here, I'm reciting that scripture. Do what God have commissioned you to do. We have fell short, very short. Those in the church and the body of Christ, we are the church, but the body of Christ have fell short because they're trying to do what somebody else doing. That's not what God told you to do. If God called you as a prophet, You be the best prophet you can be. Don't worry about what somebody else doing. Only do what you have done. If I know I have some people on my line today, that's prayer warrior. You know you are a prayer warrior. Don't give up praying. God is blessing you through your prayer. So keep praying. Keep ministering to people in prayer. When somebody asks you to pray, automatically start praying. I don't care if you're in the bank, the grocery store, or where you may be. If God say pray for this person, you start praying. I know we like to do things decently and order, but we don't know how long we're going to be here. We don't know what that person needs when God sent us to it. But when you pray and you go to God on bending knees, when somebody send you a text and say, so-and-so going through surgery, would you pray and keep them lifted up? Or somebody just had an accident. Or a bereaved family. You know, pray. Prayer changes situations and conditions. I'm a living witness, it will. You know, we are responsible to use well what God has given us. He'll give us the tools and everything we need. We will have our Bible. We may have a commentary. He may even send us a new book through the mail or something we could get that's free. And when we go to reading it and see what God was telling us in a vision or a dream, you're going to say, oh, I know I got these abilities. I can do this. Some people would love to sew. I'm just using some example, but they don't know how to sew. Some people draw. Some people don't. Don't envy the person can draw or can play a piano or play an instrument. That's not what God gave you at that time. He gave you something else. He may have given you a photography. I'm just using different examples about the abilities God gave. Whatever ability God has given you, use that ability for the glory of God. You know, it's easy for me to be jealous of the ability of others. How do I deal with that? I'm saying that for myself. If I was jealous, you know, you go over to Psalm 147 and 10, it says, the strength of a horse does not impress him. How poor in his sight is the strength of a man. You know, when you read that, you think about, you may long for the speed of a horse, but you would not want to become a horse. You see the difference? Very often the ability we want are found in a person we would not want to be like. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I wish I could pray like her, or I wish I could prophesy like him and her, or I wish I could lay hands on the sick and hear if God gave you that gift, he's going to perfect it. You can pray for different things, but God will let you know what's for you is for you, what is not is not. So don't try to pattern your life behind what somebody else doing out there in the world, per se. Do exactly what God, when God called you, he qualified you, he equipped you. Whether you go to 10 years of college or whether you've never entered college, when God gives you, no man can take from you. Everybody believe and fear that the only way they can have something is they got to go to college 4 years, 8 years, 15 years. Don't get me wrong, college helps. A bachelor, a doctorate, all that help. But what God instilled within you spiritually, no man can take that away from you. You know, over in 2 Corinthians 3 and 5, I'm thinking about, I am very good at what I do. Is it wrong to feel good about that? You know what you can do. You know you at the top of your game, I'm saying it like that, that God has given you. Over in 2 Corinthians 3 and 5, it says, it is not that we think we can do anything of lasting value by ourselves. Our only power and strength come from God. That's true. You get your power and your strength, and success is from God. You don't have that on your own. Without God, we are nothing. You know, I want you to rejoice in your God-given abilities, no matter what the whoever listening in on the line today. But let that rejoicing be poured out as a thank offering to God who gave them. Without God, our abilities are dreams without power, cups without water, engines without fuel. If you don't have an engine, you can't get the fuel in it to start the car up, or tractor, or whatever, motorbike. Without water, you wouldn't last long because you need water in your body. Your body is made of almost 50, 60, 70, 80% of water. So you need water flowing through your body. Keep your kidneys and all your organs moving. I'm just giving you some examples. And cups without water. Oh, my God. You know, a cup of water. And when you're thirsty, oh, my, my, my. Want to quench your thirst. And when you dream without power, we have to have power from on high to do whatever God have given us to do. We can't just go out there and you've never rode a horse in your life and you get on that horse. But unless he give you the power, move the fear and the stagnation from, you'll get on that horse and ride. I think about myself doing prison ministry. I couldn't tell anybody about prison ministry by going until God sent me and I saw what it was and how he had instilled in me that. I didn't understand it at first. I wasn't afraid. But here he was showing me, this is another ability I'm giving you. I'm giving you sewing. I'm giving you how to communicate with people, how to work with special needs. I got that in you. That's in your DNA. That's in your, not only in your mind and in your heart and your soul, but I have put that on the inside of you. I have put teaching on the inside of you. I have put preaching on the inside of you. You are working with the fivefold ministry. So I have these things in you. So you don't need to be jealous of nobody. Just do what I call you to do. And let me perfect in you what you have the ability to do. Sometimes we feel we can't do this or we can't do that. But God said, not so. I have already equipped you. You got to step out. Don't stay in the box. Step out that box and do what God has commissioned you to do. And, you know, I want to be a great musician. That's what I thought I was going to do when I started playing the piano. He gave me that. The gift of started the playing. I didn't have to go to school, take piano lessons. But my mother wanted me to take piano lessons to perfect the gift that was in me. But why didn't God give me the ability to do that? Well, over in Romans 12 and 6 says, God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. Doing that is good, but he gave me something else. He's better than just playing the piano. For me, that's not for everybody. Our talents and abilities are gifts from God. It is better to be thankful for the gifts we have and maximize them than to dream of gifts we do not have and feel that God shortchanged us. He didn't shortchange us. He knew exactly what we could do. I remember as I was coming up talking about ability, using our ability, I used to hear my grandfather pray, and we always had family prayer. And I used to ask the Lord all the time, Lord, teach me how to pray like my grandfather. You know, I was praying, but I wanted to pray like my grandfather. But see, he had instilled that prayer in him. He's teaching me to pray, but that wasn't the way he wanted me to pray. And I had to grow up and learn that. I just kept saying, well, God, why, you know, give me that. I like to do that with my grandfather. I see how it came out, how it helped people, whatever, through the prayer. But he would let me know, say that I got some more things, some abilities and gifts in you. You will pray, but that's something specific I put on your grandfather. I have some other attributes for you that your grandfather don't have. So I had to grow up realizing that. And, you know, when we think about our talent and our abilities, they are from God. It's better to be thankful for the gift we have and maximize them. Maximize everything he gives you. Don't let nobody talk you down on what God has given you. Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you. I wouldn't. Well, you not me. That's why you can't do that, because he have not equipped you to do that. So you have to continue on doing what God has equipped you to do. And some of our tag words today we've been using throughout our broadcast today is ability, rejoicing, discipline, and comfort. You know, we can get in our comfort zone. You all know that, those who are listening in and is listening later on the archive, we can get so comfortable and just play that we don't want to move. But God is steadily nudging, okay, I need to take you up another level. I need to bring you up, other words, out of Lodabar. I need to bring you up out of Egypt. I need you to go a little bit higher, a little bit further here. And so we got to be able and be ready to move when God says move. We got to learn to discipline ourselves. on when God tells us something. And when we read in the Word of God, and above all, we need to rejoice every day, all day, on what God is doing in each and every one of our lives. And the abilities, God has given us the abilities already. They're on the inside of us. It just means we need to get up and start using those abilities. You know, the number of abilities you have is not related to the degree of love God has for you. Ephesians 3:18-20 say, and I'm going to read that, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And verse 19 said, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And verse 20 said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. My. You know, God loves all believers wholly and unconditionally, so much that he sent his own son, Jesus, to die in our place so that we could live forever with him. You see that? The ability that he had and he gave us when he left, he said we would do greater works than what he did. So that means we have to get up and do what our Father has called us to do. Sure, we might be tired, but we got to get out of that comfort zone. We have to get up and be productive. Show, give that ability he has been given us. Let us start using that ability he's given to us. And what if I never get to use my ability? Well, no, don't even say that. Here, Moses thought that in Hebrews 11:26. Moses thought it was better to suffer for the sake of the Messiah than to own the treasure of Egypt. Or he was looking ahead to a great reward that God would give him. You know, what is keeping you today from using your abilities? Is it your own lack of discipline or circumstances beyond your control? If it is truly circumstances beyond your control, then take comfort in the fact that God still loves you, and the suffering that is keeping you from reaching your potentials will bring you a great reward in heaven. So today, start using those abilities that God has given to you. If it's cleaning, be the best cleaner you can do. If it's speaking, speak the articles of God. Whatever God, he gives each one of us a gift, a talent. The ability to do each one. So, what is keeping you today from using your ability? Think about that. Is it your own lack of discipline or circumstances beyond your control? If it is truly circumstances beyond your control, then take comfort in the fact that God still loves you, and the suffering that is keeping you from reaching your potential will bring you a great reward in heaven. As I get ready to leave the air today, because I only did the program for 30 minutes today, if you use wisely what you have, you will be given more. My. If you use wisely what you have, you will be given more. So see, when you're using the talents and the gifts God has given you, that you already born with, instilled with, as you progress and exceed and increase in that, he'll start giving you more and more of things that he knows you can handle. So don't never feel that you can't do something that God has called you to do. You may not do something that man wants you to do, but what God has called you, it's in your DNA already. It's in the blood. It's in your soul. It's in your heart. You're going to do that thing. You're going to run after that. Going to be a passion, that ability. You're going to be able to do it without any problem. Oh, my. What a wonderful thing to know. We can use the ability that God has given us today. And before we close, let me have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you today for this broadcast. We thank you for the use and our abilities that you have given us and telling them why we should use our abilities, Lord. We thank you because we don't want to to be disobedient. We don't want you to frown on us, behind the Father. We want to excel into the Word of God like never before. And God, we come to give you praise today. We come to give you the glory today, because it's not about us. It's all about you. And for each and every person that have come to the line today, I hope you got something out of the program today on how should we use our abilities. Use them for the glory of God. No matter what the circumstances may be, God will bring you up. He will put, just like he did Moses. He gave Moses everything to say, what he was supposed to do, even when he felt incompatible, like he couldn't do it on his own. But God gave him that nudge. God gave him that push where he could go on. He didn't have to throw in the towel. In the name of Jesus. And until next week, you all be blessed. Thank everyone for calling in today and listening to the broadcast. How should we use our ability? So stay tuned next week for another exciting topic on Joy and Peace Community Outreach. So until next week, be blessed. Love you, and thank each and every one of you all that came to the line this morning. I give you, give God the praise and give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to be the next one. Hi, thank you for coming on. Oh, okay, this leg hurt me, but I'm hanging in here. Oh, somebody sent me a message. Deep within. Did you send me a message? Deep within the human, spirit is a desire and capability to do wonderful things because we was made in the image of God. We inherit from him the desire to create a copy to make things happen, but God won't give us the desire. Oh, this is my stuff I have typed on there. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can get some money from you, get a ticket for me and Freddie to come. Oh, see, because it's for the tickets and the hotel, cheapest we got is $1,062. And I got to pay rent and car, no, that stuff before I leave here. At least, you know, get back here, at least pay my rent and stuff before I leave here. So, yes, I do want to come. Pam and her husband coming. They got their tickets and stuff. I said, you got a credit card, you just whip on out, girl. Both of y'all working, you know. Me and Bridget got the, we got the, see how we going to do this. Yes, baby. No, Lord. I'm putting on a TIA event on the 24th of this month. I think I sent Pam them an invitation. I ordered some more because I went through them so quick. I had gotten 20, but I ordered some more to come. Well, I give them the glory and the praise. And yeah, just what information is working with this me. I'm driving, but I might be doing too much because it's information getting medicine for this information. I take the pill because I ate before I got to the line. so I could take this pill. I take them 3 times a day, but don't look like it. It's working. The first medicine they wanted to give me was $531. I told you, I need to jump up and run and everything else. I couldn't afford that, so they gave me something cheaper. Yes, Lord, baby, $531. I told that lady at that drugstore, she must be ready for me to go on to heaven. They laughed. They had their prices, baby. Oh, no, baby. Mm-mm. No, can do. But I just was calling to tell you, thank you for coming on the broadcast. And I'm still hoping I can get up there. Yeah. I was sitting in a chair, it hurt me to get up to that much money. And I said, oh, wait a minute. I ain't putting nothing on the table because he's giving him too much credit. I'm just saying, God, help me. And you. Uh-huh. And that's the thing, knowing me, because I'm a go-getter, you know, so I've been trying not to go too fast. No. Well, you going to get that little nap. Oh, okay. All righty, but I'll be letting you know we can swing it. If we can get another credit card up in here, we can swing it. All right then, baby. Bye-bye.